Well, as you can see, next we have our consent agenda, and you've had a chance to review it, and in a moment, Justice Hull is going to speak to it. But I want to call out that the consent agenda includes a recommended appointment of Judge Ana Espana from the Superior Court of San Diego County to the California Council for Interstate Adult Offender Supervision. It's explained in your consent agenda item. I also want to say that the Executive and Planning Committee, as you know, places items on the consent agenda in consideration of council meeting time and to ensure that the work of the council and all of its advisory committees can be as effective and efficient as possible in setting policy and implementing solutions to the issues facing the courts and the branch. An item on the consent agenda in no way reflects the significance of a proposal, and we know and appreciate the work of all those involved in our advisory bodies in researching and developing the recommendations for council, and not just those named on the agenda. Prior to the meeting, any council member may request that an item from the consent agenda be moved to the discussion agenda. And for today's meeting, we have had a request from a council member to move item C, Judicial Branch Administration, the Audit Report for Judicial Council Acceptance, to the discussion agenda. We will have that discussion later today. And before I call for a vote on the consent agenda items, I turn this matter over to Justice Hull.
Thank you, Chief. I just wanted to make one note for the council as chair of the Rules and Projects Committee. We have in the materials under item A1 revisions to the criminal jury instructions. They're not in the binder because they're voluminous, but they have been available to us. I just wanted to note in CalCrim number 3160, the advisory committee proposed adding a paragraph to the bench notes about the conflict in the law concerning whether the great bodily injury enhancement applied to murder and manslaughter. That conflict was just resolved by the Chief Justice and her colleagues in the matter relating, I don't have a citation, in the Cook matter. Therefore, the committee would propose withdrawing CalCrim 3160 from the items in its current proposal previously distributed for review and having its editor at Lexis add the Cook case cite to the authority section of the bench notes for convenient reference. And I would note that this is a task that falls within the category of matters, small changes to the instructions or the bench notes that do not require council approval. But I wanted to note that for the council nonetheless. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Heron. With that understanding that item 3.160, as described, addressing People versus Cook, and the jury instruction is withdrawn, do I hear a motion to move the consent agenda?
Rosenberg, I'll move it.
And Judge Nadler seconds, and Judge D'Alba as well. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Approved.